We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Sukkah, Halacha Aleph, Paragraph Gimel, V'al Kol Panim Lo Yisia Pchusa Me'asorat Tfachim. Now, the minimum height of a sukkah is not allowed to be less than 10 Tfachim. Ki Yefshir Liskois Lebchina Sukkah, a person cannot be zoicha to the spirituality of sukkah unless he elevates his boundaries to 10, meaning he's gotten to a certain level of tikkun habris where at least he's okay to, he's up to yud. He's up to the yud, meaning dahainu bechinas haseichel shezoichen al yidei kedusha sabris, meaning that he's gotten to the certain minimum level of seichel that a person gets when they have kedusha sabris. Because one of the Gemara says, ein kedusha pochos miyud, that less than 10, you don't have kedusha, you can't say kedusha, kadesh baruch hu. So the minimum shear of kedusha is yud. So therefore, the minimum that the sukkah has to be is 10 tefachim high. Ki hatefach hamido haktano hamuzkor batoiro shemidois hakdoishes nimdodimimah. Because the tefach is the smallest shear, the smallest size of which measurements of kedusha are measured in the Torah. Ki ikar shmiras habris hu bebechinas vov. Because we know shmiras habris is usually associated with the letter vov, whether it's the Vav of Yud Kei Vav Kei, or Vav being the sixth sphera of the seven, Bechinas Amo Bas Shisha Tfochim. We know the Amo, the Yesoi, the Aver, is called Amo Bas Shisha Tfochim. Kama Shekosov Rabbeinu Sham, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Samach Gimel, Azai Bechinas Havov Hazois Shu Bechinas Amo Hanal, Oilo V'Nechleles Be'eser. So when a person is zoicha to have a sukkah that it's at least 10 tefachim high, then the vav, which represents tikkun habris, goes up and plugs into the 10. Dahainu hadas hanal, which is the das. Vazai hamechitza govoya eser amois bebechinas eser amo oirech hakeresh. And then the mechitza, the wall, is achieving a spiritual height of 10 amois. The yud becomes the concept of 10 amois, bechinas eser amo oirech hakeresh, which is the height of the walls of the boards of the Mishkan. They were 10 amois tall. Sheheim mechitzos hakdusha b'shleimus saroi. They represent, you know, boundaries, walls of kedusha of the proper height. Ukishezoich lebechin. So again, when a person zoich to tikkun habris, which is the vo, which is amo. And he's zoicha to the minimum level, which is yud, 10. 10 amo is the height of his kroshim. Azai yesh gam das hamakif bebechinas yud amois. Then there's the next 10 amois, which is the das of the makif. Veze bechinas esrim amo shir sukkah shasru lezgo misham. That's the 20 amois that the sukkah is not allowed to be taller than. We said again, the first half is 10 amois, which represents a certain shleimus hadas. That's the height of the kroshim in the Mishkan. And then you're given another 10 amois of makif, of what you have the potential to attain. Ki osur lalo islamala mizeh, because above 20, you're not allowed to go. Vezeh bechinas aleph, shezoichen lehikorei odom al yidei kedusha sabris. This is the concept of the letter aleph, whereby a Jew is zoicha to receive the title Odom when he has a level of tikkun habris. Veles Odom b'loy Aleph. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Al Odom begins with that letter Aleph. Hainu, al yidei kedushas bechinas ho amo bas shisha tfochim. By a person being zoicha to the holiness of the bris, which is called that amo, which is represented by six, the vav, the sixth tefachim, aydeze zeichen l'shnei yudin anal. That's how he zeichet to sechel b'shleimus, which is the two yuds, the pnimiyah, shem b'chinas sechel ha-pnimiyah v'sechel ha-makif, v'ze b'chinas sukkah, shu b'chinas tziruf shnei shemois. And this is the concept of the sukkah, which is a combination of two names of Hashem. The word sukkah, samach, vav, Chaf Hey, the middle letters are Chaf Vav, which is the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei. The outer letters, The Samach Hei is Begimatria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is 65. So that Sukkah is actually the two names Yud Kei Vav Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. And we write it as if it were Yud Aleph Hei Dalet Vav Nun. We interweave them. We take the first letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, then the first letter of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. Then the second letter of Yud Kei Vav Kei, second letter. Like you see in Siddurah many times, like Rav Nosson Zal writes it over here. Yud Aleph, Hey Dalet, Vav Nun, Hey Yud. So that look how this is. You have the two Yuds on the outside. The two Yuds are the two Sichliim. And you have the remaining six letters on the inside. Those six letters which represent that Amo Bas Shisha Tvachim. The concept of the Tikkun HaBris. You have two Yuds and a Vav. The two yuds and the vav is the six letters in the middle. Havuyeh shnei bechinas bekdushas habris. We know that there are two levels when it comes to shmiras habris, which Rabbeinu Zal touches on in Torah Yud Aleph in the first half of Likut Imran, as we'll see in a minute. Bechinas zivug mi shabbos leshabbos. There is the higher level where the Gemara says that talmidei chachamim are supposed to have the zivug once a week from Shabbos to Shabbos, ubechinas haktanim, and the people who are on a lower level, shezivugam bechoil, who even have relations during the weekdays. The afal pikein tzrichin lekadesh atzmon koroi al pi atoira kamuva b'maimar ani Hashem u'shmi, and even though they're on the lower level, even though they're having relations in the yemei achoil, they still have an obligation to keep themselves pure, al pi Torah, to follow the halachas at least. And again, to keep, to maintain whatever is the best level of purity that they can. Ubechinas kedushas yemei achoil, ubechinas chelik shishis mikedushas haShabbos. Now Rav Nosson Zal tells us, when we compare weekday to Shabbos, weekday is a sixth of Shabbos. Why? Ki haShabbos kolul mikol sheishes me'achol kiyadua, because Shabbos is a composite of all 6 days of the week. We know that on Shabbos, after Musaf and En Kelakenu, we say Hashir Shalvim hoyomer beis hamikdash bayom arishon hoyomerim this basheni hoyomerim this bashlishi. We say all the 6 days, and then we say Shabbos. One of the reasons is to show us that Shabbos includes in it all the benefits of all the other 6 days. So Shabbos is a composite of all 6 days of the weekdays. V'alkein hamadrega hatachtoino shel kedushas habris hu bechinas tefach echod. And therefore, based on what we learned before, that the bris is called amo bas shisha tefachim. It's called the amo, which is six tefach, and that represents Kedushas HaBris, that represents Shabbos. So if Shabbos is Shisha Tvachim, then Yemei HaChol is one Tefach. It's one sixth. Ki hi hamido haktano shemido is hakdusha nimdodim bo. Because the Tefach is the smallest shear in which we measure measurements of Kedusha. V'hu b'chinas chelik shishis me'ama ba shisha tvachim. And it represents a sixth of this amo, which is shisha tvachim, shehu b'chinas kedushas habris koroi, the amo bas shisha tvachim represents shmiras habris the way it's supposed to be, b'chinas kedusha mishabbos leshabbos, that higher level of shmiras habris, which goes from Shabbos to Shabbos. V'azai k'shekedushosoi b'chinas tefach echot. Now, when a person is not on the higher level, he's on the regular level, the weekday level, which means his kedusha is represented by one tefach, dahainu madrega hatachtoina, the lower level, azai gam kishoile al hadas, venichlal biyudanal, then when a person like that, whose shmira sabris is the minimum kosher level, which is a tefach, when that person is zurcha to rise up to das of kedusha, which we learned earlier was represented by the letter yud, yud is al shem hamachshava nemra, azai hu gam kein rak bebechinas yud tfachim, then it's tefach times yud, which is 10 tfachim. Vehu shir hechsher sukkah lefoches kanal. That's the minimum height of a sukkah, which is 10 tfachim. avolamatam yud tfochim, whereas if we were to have a sukkah lower than 10 tfochim, sheyotza michlal hakdusha afilu b'madrega haktana, which means the person has not even fulfilled the minimum level of kedusha, which is a tefach of bris, and the yud, which represents the minimum level of das, azai bevadai eino sukkah klal, then that for sure is not a sukkah, isn't passable for a sukkah. Ki ikar hasukkah tolui b'kedushas habris kanal, because as we learned earlier, the sukkah is dependent on kedushas habris. So therefore, the minimum is tefach 10 tefachim. V'zeh shom rabbi senesal, this is why the Gemara says, lemato miyud dira srucha ve'ein adam dorba, that a sukkah that would be lower than 10 tefachim is called a yichi sukkah, a dira srucha, ugly, disgusting, and therefore a person would not live in such a place. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the wording in the Gemara, why it happened to choose that word, dira srucha, mamish, dahainu pegam habris, shehu ikar hasirchoin, hefech shmira sabris. A term like that, srucha, which means yichi, disgusting, is something that applies to pegam habris, which is the ikar sirchoin, which is the opposite of shmira sabris, which is referred to as a sweet aroma, a good smell, tikkun habris. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 2, in the first half of Likut Imran, where he's speaking about, he quotes the Gemara there, where it speaks about somebody who was pure in Tikkun HaBris, and it said he had a very sweet smell to him. And that's also the concept where when the Torah speaks about korbonos that were brought in the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkon, it refers to them as ishei, a fire offering, Reach Michoyach, which gives forth a sweet smell, a satisfactory smell. Al Yidei Bechinas Isho Yiras Hashem, through the concept of the Ishe, the Isho, Ishe and Isho are the same letters, through the Isho Yiras Hashem, through the woman, which represents the Malchus of Kedusha, which is also tied into Shmiras Habris, as we learned earlier. A person who conducts himself properly with women, which means he has shmira sabris, he gives forth this reach nichoyach lashem. This is why the Gemara was very specific when it said, ve'ein odom dor bedira srucha. A person, a mensch, does not live in dira srucha, in a disgusting dira. So note, it called him odom. Ki bevadai mi shehu odom einoy dorsham, because a person who's a real odom wouldn't live in that kind of place. Because again, we said 10 tfochim is the minimum standard of tikkun habris. Rak mishu kebehema nidma, but rather a person who acts who's like a behema, dahainu hapoigim bebris, meaning he's poigim in the bris kodesh, shu nimshel behema, and therefore he's compared to a behema. Kamaisha Kosov, as the Pasuk says, Al tihiyu kisus kifered ein hovin, don't be like a horse, like a mule, which has no understanding. And the words that come after that are, Bemeseg voresen edyoi livloim, where the first letters make up the word boyel, which refers to like a boyel nido chasasham be'ila, be'ila of kedusha versus be'ila, the opposite. Boyel means relations. So we see that Pasuk about referring to a person being like an animal is tied in specifically to this issue of tikkun habris versus pegam habris. Ki govoya yud tfachim hu shir rishus hayochid l'shabbos. Because we know that a height of 10 tfachim is the minimum size of a mechitza, of a boundary, regarding a private domain on Shabbos. Shehu bechinas ois bris. And we know that Shabbos is also an Indian. Shabbos is called ois. Ois hili oilam. Bris. Ulamata mimenu hu rishus sarabim, a partition that's lower than 10 tefachim does not make the domain into rishus hayochid, but rather it remains rishus sarabim. Shehi isha zoina, shiv chabisha, pigamabris, kemuva. Rishus sarabim is a term that applies to the outside, the klipos, the sitrachra, the woman, the opposite of the woman of valor, the woman, the isha zoina, the evil maid, which is pigamabris. All of these are terms used in the Sifrei Kabbalah that are tied together. So Rav Nosson Zal explained here why the minimum height of a sukkah is 10 tfachim, because that represents the minimum standard of Tikkun HaBris connected to Das. Paragraph Dalid. V'alkein kol mechitzos ha-sukkah shovim b'dineim le-mechitzos Shabbos. For this reason also we can understand why all the partitions of the sukkah have the same laws as partitions regarding Shabbos, regarding partitioning off Rishuyos. Ki heim b'china achas, because they're one concept. B'chinas Rishus ha-yochid kanal. They're both referring to making the place into a private domain. V'ze shenivsakadin shemechitza ha-materes b'Shabbos, materes b'sukkah, b'Shabbos shebetoich ha-chag, af she'en bohem hechsher sukkah koroi. And this is why the Shulchan Aruch tells us that a partition that's considered valid regarding the laws of Shabbos will also work in a sukkah on Shabbos, on the Shabbos of the holiday of Sukkot, even if the sukkah is not kosher regarding all of its requirements. Ki me'achar shirashus hayochid l'Shabbos, because once the partition is a proper partition regarding making that area into Rishus HaYochid regarding Shabbos, Bechinas Ois Kanal, Shabbos which is called Ois, Shabbos which represents Bris, Hu Machshir HaSukkah Gamkein. It also is considered kosher as far as a partition regarding the Sukkah, Shekol Ikra Bechinas Shmiras Ois Bris V'Kanal, where one of the most important concepts of the Sukkah is also Shmiras HaBris, as we learned earlier. Paragraph Hey, V'alkein zeichen besukas l'shivaroyim sheboim b'toich ha-sukkah. Now we can understand also why the Torah tells us that the seven greatest tzaddikim visit us on sukkahs in our sukkah. The seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael. Ki sukkah hu b'chinas makifin shezeichen lohem kanal. Because as we learned earlier, a few paragraphs back, the sukkah represents the makifin. The sukkah encircles a person, surrounds a person, like the makif, the seichel makif, which is that seichel which the person hasn't yet achieved. But it's something that the person has the potential to achieve, but he hasn't yet achieved. V'hamakif hu bechinas nishma, kemoi shemuva b'mayim rachosomas, b'simen chof beiz. We know that the seichel hamakifin are compared to the nishma of the statement naseh v'nishma that Klal Yisrael made at Har Sinai. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah Chof Beis and Likud Imran, Sheyesh Bechinas Nase Venishma. There are these two levels, Nase Nishma, Venishma Hu Bechinas Ma She'ein Mevinim. Nishma refers to that which we don't yet understand. Sheze Bechinas Makif, which is associated with the Makif. V'hu Bechinas Tfila. That also corresponds to Tfila. Lishmoya El Horino Vela Tfila. Tfila is called Nishma. Bechinas Yira, which is synonymous with Yira, which is Bechinas Bereshis, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there. Yorei Shabbos, Yorei Boishis, Shekol Zehu Bechinas Sukkah. All of this is tied into the Sukkah. When the Yidden said Naaseh V'Nishma, they said, we'll do, and then we'll understand Nishma. Nishma refers to understanding. So again, Nishma refers to understanding something which we don't understand yet. This moment, we're willing to do right now even before we understand, with the realization that we hope in the future to understand. That's what the word Nishma implies over there. So Nishma refers to this makif. Ki sukkah hu bechinas makif, because as we learned earlier, sukkah represents the makif, and sukkah is also bechinas yira. We said sukkah related to Yaakov Avinu, the Yaakov Nosa Sukkoiso, and Yaakov was the Indian of Yira. Yaakov Avinu was the one who said, Ma noiro hamokoim azeh, ein zekim beisulikim. V'hu b'chinas tefila kanal, and we said also that the sukkah represented tefila. Isho Yira Hashem hi tesalo. Gam hi b'chinas Shabbos, b'chinas Bereshis, Yorei Shabbos kanal. And it's also tied into Shabbos, this concept of Bereshis, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Chof Beis in Likut Imran. U'bechinas naaseh v'nishma hu bechinas simcha. And we know that the concept of naaseh v'nishma is also an inyan of joy, simcha, Kumashikosu Shom Kolze, as Rabbi Mizal writes over there in Torah Chav Beis, Ayin Shom. The Gemara tells us that when the Yidden made the statements Naaseh v'Nishma, 1,200,000 Malachim came down and put two crowns on the head of every single Yid. One crown for Naaseh and a crown for Nishma. So we see that Naaseh v'Nishma is a concept of a crown, something that's put on the head. There's a pasuk that Rabbi Nizal brings, V'simchas Oilam al Roisham, that Simcha is this crown on the head. So Naaseh v'Nishma is an inyan of Simcha. V'zeh b'chinas Simchas HaChag, and this is the concept of the joy of the holiday, especially Sukkos. And through all of this, we're zeichet to invite the seven shepherds, the seven great tzaddikim, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, etc., into our sukkah on Sukkos, because they are the klolius hakedusha. They represent the full spectrum of kedusha. V'alkein al yidei sukkah bo'en shivaroyim anal. And now we understand why through sukkah these shivaroyim come. Ki sukkah hu bechinas nishma, bechinas haskes ushma Yisrael. Sukkah represents this concept of nishma, the makifin, the simcha, these shivaroyim, which Rabbi Nizal explains over there, a person is able to draw from through simcha. As the pasuk says, haskes ushma Yisrael. That pasuk joins together haskes, loshen sukkah, and shma, nishma. Rav Nosson Zal is giving us this stuff very short, in bites, short bits. If you look in Torah Chof Beis and Likud Imran, there Rav Nosson connects each one of these things elaborately. U'bigmar ha-sukkos anu oisen hoishana rabo, she'oz nase choysam ha-chitzoin, she'o choysam ha-yodin, b'chinas emuna. On the day that sukkos is completed, we have hoishana rabo, which is also called a chasima. Yom Kippur is a chasima, and Hoshana Rabbah is the second chasima. We put on a kittel Hoshana Rabbah like we do on Sukkos, like we do on Yom Kippur, I'm sorry. And Rabbi Nizal explained over there in the Kutumran that there are two chosams. There's a chosam Horaglin and a chosam Hayodin. We said that Yom Kippur was the chosam Horaglin, Rabbi Nosson Zal spoke about earlier. Hoshana Rabbah is the outer chosam, which is the chosam hayodin, which corresponds to emuna. Ki hu nas al yidei hasukkah, shal yodo bo shiv mahoroi manal, shal yodom zeichel emuna. Because this second chosam, this chosam hayodayim, is created through emuna, which is accomplished through the sukkah, which brings in the shivaroyim, through which we are zeichet to emuna. The pasuk says, ure'ei emuna. The royim, they're the ones who teach us emuna. Bechinas choysam achitzon, this outer choysam of the hands. Kamei shekosav shom, as Rabbi Nizal writes in Torah Chav Beis, ayin shom, look over there. The more familiar a person is with that Torah, the more all of this clicks. V'alkein bein yom ha-kippurim lo'ishana rabo oisen sukkos, and it's for this reason, that between Yom Kippur and Hoshana Rabo, Yom Kippur is the first choysam, the choysam horaglin, and Hoshana Rabbah is the second chosam, the chosam Hayodayim. Between them we have Sukkos, the first 6 days of Sukkos. Ki b'yoyim ha-kippurim nase ikra chosam apnimi. Because on Yom Kippur we generate that main, the inner chosam, which is the chosam horaglin. U'kedei lasa is chosam ha-chitzoin, shubchinas emuna, and in order to generate that outer chosam, the outer seal, which is emuna, Kidei lishmor choysim apnimi, which protects the inner choysim, shelo yiskalkel, that it shouldn't be harmed, al kein oisin sukkos. That's why we have these 6 days in the sukkah, shal yodom zeichen leemuna, through which it's actually 7 days, Hoshana Rabbah were also in the sukkah, through which we're zeichet te emuna, vazai nase bigmara sukkos choysim achisoin bo Hoshana Rabbah. And when we complete the 7 days of sukkos, where we had the Shivaroyim, who gave us Emuna, which is that Chosam Hayodayim, that's how we complete, that's when we reach a Shlemus of that Chosam Hayodayim on Hoshana Rabbah. Paragraph Vav, the final paragraph. Shayach Leel, this is also related to what we spoke about earlier. V'alkein, afilu ein ha-mechitzois magiois leschach. Rak shamachitza is gvoyin yud ksheira. Rav Nosnal says this is why we have an interesting halacha by sukkah, that if your schach is on some kind of a platform, let's say 15 tefachim high or 30 tefachim high, as long as it's under 20 amos, and your walls of the sukkah are only 10 tefachim high, which means there's a space between the top of the wall and the schach, that's still kosher. That's beseder. Ki avir rishus hayochid oile ad l'rokia. Because the Gemara tells us that once you've created a rishus hayochid by having mechitzas, partitions that are 10 tvachim high, once you establish that, its airspace goes up to heaven, all the way up, reaches all the way up, as high as you want. Ki lamala miyud, ein shom b'chinas rishus harabim. Because once we're above 10 tvachim, over there is no rishus harabim. The rishus harabim is only shoylet up to 10 tvachim. Ki rishus harabim einoy oile rak ad yud. The rishus harabim only goes up to 10 tvachim. Al kein meachar shol salamata mechitza is gavoyes yud kidei levatla rishus harabim. So once I made walls that are at least 10 tvachim high, and therefore I eliminated the rishus harabim in that area, in order to establish rishus hayochid there, azai hakdusha hoyleches ad lamala af shein shomechitzis. The kedusha of that rishus hayochid goes up as high as you want, even though the mechitzis are no longer there. The mechitzis stopped at a height of 10 tvachim. Doesn't matter. Whatever is encircled by those mechitzos, that kedusha goes all the way up. Ki lamala miyud, ein shom shlitas rishus harabim. Because above 10 tvachim, the rishus harabim, the forces of the sitra achra of rishus harabim, are not shoylet. Baruch Hashem. This is halacha aleph of Hilchas Sukkah, which Rav Nosson Zal wrote while Rav Enazar was still living, which means he was young at the time. Rav Nosson Zal was in his late 20s at best. And therefore, you see that his style is different, substantially different than what he wrote 20 years later. The later halachas, when you come to halacha Dalet, hey, he's usually much more elaborate and explains more and clarifies more. Here he was taking Rav Enazar's words from Likut Imran and inserting them very short, concise, bim, bam, boom, bam, very short, where you need to know the Torah Likut Imran to be able to make the connections a little bit better. We tried to do the best that we could. Baruch Hashem.